I'm Molly Sietsma here in the studio with Anna Brown and Patrick Knight, and it's an exciting time for the Youth Radio Project. In February, we welcomed Anna Brown as a new producer of our monthly radio broadcast. As if that weren't enough, Patrick Knight is coming on board this month to begin teaching local students the art of videography. We're calling this new blend of sound and picture the Youth Media Project. And today, both Anna and Patrick are in the studio with us to spread the word about what's happening with youth and the media in Cook County. So Anna, let's start with you. Can you tell us a little about what the Youth Radio Project is and how other young people can get involved?
Yes, Molly. Well, the Youth Radio Project is something that exists all over the country, but we have a local chapter, if you would call it that, of youth radio here in Cook County. And people like you, Molly, and Zarina, who are two hosts for the show tonight, you're local students, and you and your peers have worked to put together this show. So youth radio is for youth 8th grade through high school. And the idea of it is just to get youth producing shows, whether it's a music show, whether they're doing interviews with people, whether they're producing their own sort of radio journalism pieces on anything that they're interested in. It's so important that we hear youth voices and that we hear their opinions and their ideas, because it really matters and it really counts. And so currently we're putting on a monthly show, and youth radio, the youth radio team, our student producers, put on that show once every month, the Youth Radio Hour. That's what you're listening to right now.
Patrick, now it's your turn. What does video have to do with radio?
Well, not much and everything at the same time. They're two really different technologies, scientifically, but they're both designed to share information, whether that's stories or documentaries, fiction or nonfiction. I guess we're just looking for this to be an opportunity for people to learn. You guys have learned radio equipment and technology, and I would like to show you guys video equipment and technology so you can use that as well.
Okay, it sounds like you are actively recruiting youth to begin producing videos. Who is eligible to participate, and how can they go about getting involved?
We're looking for high schoolers, so I think that's 9th grade through 12th grade, if I'm correct. I'm not a teacher, though, so maybe you should field that one.
It's true. 9th grade through 12th grade is high school.
Okay. We want to use this as an opportunity for anybody who maybe doesn't have the time to come and be on this show, dedicate time for that, but maybe they can find 5 minutes here or there that they can put together a little piece that can be played on this show. I don't know if you have more.
Yeah, and we have some projects hopefully coming up really soon here that we're looking for a group of young people that want to be involved in making these videos. And so we need people on for the short term, we need people on for the long term, all sorts of different commitment levels. So if you're even remotely interested, and I say you because I'm hoping that there are other high schoolers listening to this show, but also if you know a high schooler, if you're a parent or just a community member and you know a high schooler that might be interested in producing videos and learning videography from Patrick and getting involved, after spring break, there's going to be some flyers up around school. It's going to be in the announcements, and we're hoping to have a recruitment meeting in the beginning of April. So just keep your eyes out for that. Look for an announcement at Boreal as well. And we also have an email address. It's youthmedia@wtip.org. And whether you're a student that wants to get involved or a parent or just someone that wants to ask some more questions, feel free to send us an email. We'd love to hear from you, and we're looking for people who are interested.
Anna and Patrick, this question is for both of you. What's the name change? Are you just trying to confuse people, or is youth media really something different?
Well, I think we're looking to create a platform rather than just we've created, or not I, but the show has been created, Youth Radio Project. We're trying to create a platform that allows for people who might not fit into that to get the stuff that they're creating into the public view or ear. I don't know what other formats you could come up with, but I'm sure that you guys know of things that we don't know about, and we want a chance to be able to see that. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, that's so true, Patrick. And you know, it's beyond that. We want everybody. We want to hear young people from all over Cook County, and we want to hear their voices. So not just the people that are part of Youth Radio Project, not just the people that want to come and help us produce videos, but everybody. And so that's why we have created kind of a little bit of a new name. It's not replacing Youth Radio. It's a separate entity. But Youth Media is going to be about people being able to participate in the public discourse through social media. We have a Facebook page, and we're looking for people to follow it, and we're going to post ideas hopefully every week for if people need inspiration. We want young people to submit audio. We want them to submit video. We want them to submit their writing, their opinions, all sorts of things. So this is just the very beginning, but it's time to get involved, because it's going to get big. I just know it.
Yeah, and hopefully you guys can help us shape what it is.
So, Patrick, let me get this straight. You want all youth in our community, not just student producers, to get their voices heard on air. This seems complicated, or is it?
You know, I think it isn't very complicated to me. I think, I'm not sure, but I looked at you. I forgot your name.
Molly.
I saw that you have an iPhone with you, right, Molly? I'm assuming that you probably have a Facebook or a Twitter app on the iPhone, and you are already, probably without even really noticing what you're doing, you're broadcasting your opinions to your friends, all the people on your network. And really, that's the same thing that the radio is. So I think we just want to bridge the gap between what you're doing and what the adults in this community are doing, and kind of learn from what you're doing and show you how you can be effective in the community right now.
Next week is spring break for Cook County students, and when they return to school, it will be the last quarter of the year. Having a fresh start with spring in sight is more than a little to look forward to. But it sounds like it gets even better than that. Patrick, what should students watch out for if they think they might want to get involved in this video project of yours?
Well, like Anna said, we will have posters around the school. I think we're going to try to make some announcements in class. I haven't been in school for a long time, so I don't know if they have like the loudspeaker in the morning anymore. But I'm sure you won't be able to miss it if you're attending.
It'll be obvious. It'll be really obvious.
Yeah.
And Anna, is there room for new voices on the air as well?
Definitely. We're always looking for student producers to help put on this show, and now to help manage the youth media piece and help shape what all this content that we're hoping comes in, to help shape it and decide how it gets sent out there, and some of it might get played on air. We definitely are looking for people to be involved in youth radio. So if you are interested, come find me. My name's Anna Brown. I'm at the school every day. I'm usually in the middle school wing. But if you don't know who I am, ask another teacher and they can point you in my direction. Also, you can email us. You can email me and Patrick at youthmedia@wtip.org. Put it in your phones. Put us on your contact list. We'd love to hear from you. Even if you are just interested in doing one piece to put on the radio, we would love to hear about it. And if you're interested in getting more involved and being part of our team, we would love that too. We're always looking for new people.
So I think we should say it one more time.
Yeah.
And so what we're about to do is we're about to say the email address. So if you want to know, you should start getting your phone ready to type it out, or get your pencil, The email address is youthmedia@wtip.org.
youthmedia@wtip.org.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they got it.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Anyone can follow the Youth Radio Project on Facebook. That's where we'll keep you posted about what kind of audio submissions we're looking forward to broadcast on your next show. If you are a young person in Cook County, we want to hear from you. Anna, Patrick, thanks for your work, for the work you do with Youth Radio and now Youth Media, and thanks for being on our show.
Thank you.
Thank you, and thank you for hosting. You guys are awesome.